This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The remnants of Hurricane Ida dumped historic rain over the northeastern United States with at least 18 deaths linked to flooding in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Police in New York City reported 9 deaths as basement apartments suddenly filled with water and freeways and boulevards turned into rivers. Bill de Blasio is New York City's mayor.
Families in mourning right now. We need to be there for them and for all the New Yorkers who right now are dealing with the results of this horrifying storm.
At the White House, President Biden pledged to do whatever is necessary to help the states recover.
And I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
In a region that hadn't expected a serious blow from the no longer hurricane, the storm killed at least 18 people as basement apartments suddenly filled with water, rivers and creeks swelled to record levels, and roadways turned into car-swallowing canals. President Biden is bashing the Supreme Court's decision to allow a restrictive Texas abortion law to stay in place. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
A deeply divided high court denied an emergency appeal to stop enforcement of a law that bans most abortions in Texas. The president says the decision is an insult to the rule of law, accusing the high court's majority of an unprecedented attack on a woman's constitutional rights. The court says the ruling was not on whether the Texas law is constitutional and other challenges can still be brought. But in the meantime, the president says the effect will be immediate. His administration will look at what it can do to make sure women in Texas have access to safe and legal abortions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. The Taliban have sought to calm fears over what their rule will hold for the newly taken over nation of Afghanistan. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Women bravely took to the streets in the western Afghani province of Herat to demand their rights be protected. Gathering outside of the local governor's office, the women urged the country's new leaders to include women in their cabinets. The rally is a remarkable demonstration of how Afghan women's lives have changed in the past 20 years. In desperate need of international aid, the Taliban have pledged to let women and girls attend school and allow people to travel freely. But many are skeptical, and Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab stressed the importance of engaging with the new rulers to test their promises.
We will not be recognising the Taliban, but we do see the need to be able to have direct engagement.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A stock-taking analysis of the WHO's 2017 Global Action Plan on Dementia shows that few states are implementing measures for caring and treating for people living with the condition. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Technical officer in WHO's Department of Mental Health and Substance Use, Catherine Sear, says too many countries lack a basic comprehensive policy to respond to the challenges that lie ahead.
We also need to strengthen the health and the social care system in countries to ensure that there is universal access to dementia diagnosis, but also to treatment and care.
Health officials note dementia is not a normal part of aging, but countries must be prepared to support and care for the increasing numbers of people that will be afflicted with this disabling condition in the years to come. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia's state communications watchdog has warned Apple and Google Thursday that they could face fines if they don't remove an app created by allies of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny from their stores. The agency, Roskomnadzor, warned Apple and Google that failure to remove Navalny's app could be interpreted as interference in Russian elections. Navalny's app promotes his smart voting strategy, a project designed to support candidates who are most likely to defeat those from the Kremlin's main United Russia party. In June, a Russian court outlawed Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and a network of his regional offices as extremist organizations, a ruling that barred people associated with the groups from seeking public office and exposed them to lengthy prison terms. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.